maybe this idea is like this, with very clear يعني, statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything, is not much today these days. But still has effect. Like when you ask Muslims, where is Allah? He told you, أخي في كل مكان. Allah in everywhere. He said, يخي, look to Allah in the trees. Look to Allah in the earth. And this very common in people. This is affected by the Sufis. They say, Allah is everything. And Sufis, subhanAllah, to start as يعني, extreme in worship, the Sufis turn to be, يعني, you reach to a level, خلاص, you don't need to worship Allah anymore. كما قيل لبعضهم, لماذا لا تطوف بالكعبة؟ قال كيف أطوف بالكعبة وهي تطوف بي؟ They ask him, why you don't make tawaf circling around Kaaba? He said, you asking me? Kaaba making tawaf around me. خلاص, he reached to the level. يعني, it is levels. So this is the Sufism. The Sufism, there is also groups comes out from Sufism. And one of these, the most يعني, popular group, it's called Al-Brilwiyya in these days, which is appear in 1865. Anyway, I don't have time to go over that. But يعني, they are very extreme, this Brilwis. يعني, also one of the sect, it has clear kufr. يعني. They believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the throne watching all the human beings and he's witnessing everything. This Ahmed Ridha Brilwi, he believes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one you must ask his help whenever you are in calamity. He said he believes that Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, he said, I never ever called anybody in hardship except Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. He said also that Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, he put whatever he want and take whatever he want from Allah al-Mahfuz. And he said he's the one who saved Ibrahim al-Khalil in the hellfire. يعني, it's another extreme, al-Brilwis. It's in Bangladesh and Pakistan. Also al-Ahbash, another extreme you have in Lebanon. They also very much Sufism. And al-Habashi, he learned from al-Nabahani, Sahib al-Istighatha, Kitab al-Istighatha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sheikh is Nabhani, and this is big time Sufi. Anyway, Sufis, they have so many different also sects. Yeah. In Egypt, just to tell you, legally in Egypt, officially, there is 300 tariqah. 300 way of Sufism in Egypt. This is officially. The non-official ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Just to tell you, al-Badawi today, Sayyid al-Badawi, this grave in Egypt, 2 million Hajj, make Hajj to it. 2 million. It's nothing, something new. Sahib ibn Abdin, Sahib al-Hashiyah, يقول, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ فُلْ يَقُولْ عَنْهَ الْجَبَرْتِ قَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ حَاجًّا لِقَبْرِ الْبَدَوِ فِي سَنَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Ibn Abdin, this is a very famous scholar in Hanafi's madhhab. One of the people who wrote the history in Jabarti, he said, I saw him making Hajj that day to the grave of al-Badawi. Yani Sufism reached to that level of people. Therefore, Sufi spread because it was very يعني, powerful between the Ahnaf, between the Shafi'is, between the Malikis. Between the Malikis. And they are also have a lot of tricks. They don't say all their beliefs once. All this, their beliefs, once. Anyway, it's a long story.
How is the bay'ah of today's would be different than the bay'ah that the Sahaba gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
The bay'ah to give it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is he's the yani bay'ah. There is different kind of bay'ahs. First of all. If you said you're going to give bay'ah to somebody, we're not talking about the bay'ah given to the imam, to the leadership of Muslims. This is a different one. I don't know if you mean that or not. But this is only for the imam who has state, he's a ruler, who has states, and he rules his state with sharia, with Islam. This is the one you have to give him bay'ah. Two, there is another kind of bay'ah, which is to promise somebody that you're going to help him to do things. It's a promise. But to say, I give bay'ah for you, to obey you, نُبَايُعُكَ عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ فِي الْمَنْشَطِ وَالْمَكْرَةِ, like the Prophet ﷺ, this cannot be given to anybody. Cannot be given to anybody.